as we discussed, that we're going to start now a new series. And the series is almost like a Moed Nevuchim, a guide to the perplexed, meaning we're going to take key phrases from the Sichas of Tavshin and Aleph and Tavshin and Beis and try to give explanation, some of our own and some from other sources, and some by just explaining what context they were said, which will make these phrases or slogans or captivating words seem more real, tangible, and applicable. Things that we were not able to understand until now, we are now going to take these phrases, discuss them, and try to see what they were meant to be, in other words, in what context they were said, and hopefully this way we will be able to learn and enhance our emunah as well. We're going to go in order, meaning we're going to start from the Sikh of Chav Ches Nissen Tov Shinun Aleph, which that was when the official Mitzvah Mashiach, so to speak, began. And then we're going to go through the years till the Sikhs of Ayakel Tov Shinun Beis. We're going to do about a slogan a week. In other words, from all the weeks, each Sikha, one Nekuda from one, like the hardest phrase from that Sikha, and then try to explain it that everyone can understand it. The phrase that we're going to start off first is what the Rebbe said, that Ich hab getan alt was ich ken, I did everything in my power, und alt was ich hab getan bis itzter is gewen lahevel vilarik. Everything I did until now was worthless. Now, we know that Rebbe doesn't play with words. Yet, if you look around the world, you have the wall in the back of the shul. There's a big sign with all the Chabad houses where it says, Lubavitch today, the Rebbe's gift to the world. In other words, you have thousands of Batei Chabad. You have hundreds of people putting on tefillin every single Friday, being the schus of the Bachram's Mifzoyim. You have hundreds of people which are serving the Eibishter today in the schus of the Rebbe Shluchim. You have thousands of people that were touched by the Rebbe through dollars, answers, other ways of communication that the Rebbe communicated with the public. So what does it mean that if Mashiach doesn't come, so everything I have done is lahevel v'larik, it's worthless. It's a very, very harsh statement. Yet, we have to take the Rebbe's words literally. But I want to give you a little bit of a muscle to understand these words in a real way. There was once a child that had a very close yachas with his parents. And his parents, they lived on an island, him and his parents. One day, a ship came to the island, and they kidnapped this child. And they brought him across the sea to the dry land. In the meantime, the waters got very choppy, and there were different places in the ocean where it would suck in the different ships. And from now on, it was impossible to travel by ship from the land where the child was to the land where the parents were. So you have this little child that sits every day by the seashore, looking across to the island, knowing that there is no way that he can get to his parents and that his parents can get to him. He decides from when he was a very young boy that he is going to build a bridge to cross that ocean. In other words, you can't go by boat. You can't fly there. The only way was to build a bridge to cross. And from day number one, he decided that he is going to build this bridge. Building a bridge takes money. Architects you have to pay. Materials have to be built. Things have to be done. So he starts working. Everything that he worked was another dollar in the bank account for this bridge. He was a very, very devoted worker. A very, very good worker. And before we knew it, he made millions and millions of dollars. Literally millions and millions of dollars. So he understood, and he decided that he is not just going to build a bridge out of steel. He's going to build it out of steel, decorated with gold and diamonds. This is going to be not just a regular bridge. He is going to make the fanciest bridge. He's going to make the fanciest bridge. Sure enough, he hires the best architects and everything else that goes, and the bridge is starting to get built. At the beginning, very few people believed that he's going to build the golden bridge to the island. And very few people joined his campaign. After a while, they saw he was serious. And as the years grew on, it became a landmark that people would come to take a picture next to the golden bridge. Everyone from all over the world admired him, sent him pictures and letters about the greatness of his bridge. You can fill up books and books and books of articles written about it. You could, everything. The bridge is getting built, built, and built. Until now, the bridge is about to be finished. The person right now, Nishkin Jungerman, he's not a young man. And he's dreaming of the day, and his parents aren't getting younger either. And he's dreaming of the day that he can finally cross the bridge. At the end, when the bridge is 50 feet away from finishing, he already built miles and miles this bridge. 50 feet away, too far for a person to jump, the architect tells him that the last part can't be built by you. The last part has to be built by your children. They're the only ones that are able, they're young, they're the only one with the ability to finish that last leg. So he calls in his children and he tells them like this: if this last part of the bridge is not built, my entire life's mission is worth nothing. So he had different reactions from the children. Some went to go build. They had to figure out, what am I supposed to do? They're starting to go build. Others came to him and told him, nothing? Here's a list of 10,000 people that wrote articles about your bridge. Here's a list of 10 million people that took pictures by your bridge. Your bridge changed the lives of millions of people. People were inspired by your bridge. People were inspired by the architecture. People's days were made, they had gloomy days, and they came towards your bright bridge, and that made their life. See, he sends his father a list of about 100,000 letters of thanks from people. How in the honor of his bridge, they changed their lives. In other words, your bridge is the gift to the world. What does the father answer to them? Well, why did I make that bridge? I wasn't looking to change the world. I wasn't looking to give a social service to the world. I was looking to meet my parents on the other side of the bridge. If this bridge is not finished, by mir is the ganze bridge, Nishkin bridge. The whole bridge is not a bridge. The whole project is not a project. The Rebbe didn't start the Nesius with the kavana that he's going to create a social network called Lubavitch. When you have a hurricane, call Lubavitch. You have a homeless, you call Lubavitch. When you have a drug addict, you call Lubavitch. This beautiful social network called, that's not the point. The Rebbe, on the first day of the Nesius, said that he wants to build the bridge from Golos to Geula. We are kidnapped children that are supposed to be al Shulchan Aviyam with the Eibishter. But the Eibishter needs us to build a bridge. So the Rebbe said he's going to invest his entire life in building this bridge. And if you look in the letter of Igros Kodesh Chelek Yud Beis, Amadresh Yud Beis, the Rebbe writes clear that when he was a little child, before he was going to Cheder, he already had visions of bringing Mashiach. This was on his mind. He was this little kid that wanted to build this bridge. So he's building and building. In order to build it, he has shluchim, he has things, mitzvahs that are being done in the world. Each one is another brick of this bridge. So now the Rebbe says that we have to do it. So you don't answer the Rebbe, well, even if you don't bring Mashiach, at least you have 4,000 Batei Chabad. That's not an answer. Because there's a goal. My goal is not 4,000 Batei Chabad. My goal was bringing Mashiach. To do that, I needed 4,000 Batei Chabad. My mission was not to create as many Chabad houses as possible. My mission is to bring Mashiach. I don't have that, so then everything I have done is nothing. Don't give me accomplishments of people whose lives were changed. My goal is to cross that bridge. And that is what I want. So that's a little bit of an insight. What the Rebbe says, that's Atavet Ketan is Lehevel V'Larik, that if Mashiach doesn't come, that everything I did is Lehevel V'Larik.